We're on page 68 in the Hebrew, or 120 in the English. The Rebbe is explaining how the Aveda of the Beinoni, the way in which the Beinoni serves God and brings godliness into the world, is through reducing and weakening the Klippa. Not transforming it into holiness, but weakening it and revealing the godliness that is hidden within the Klippa. And for this, the Rebbe says that every time that a person refuses the Yetzirah, every time that a person refuses his animal soul, he reveals godliness in a greater measure, from a higher level than praising God or other forms through which we reveal godliness. And now, on page 68, in the middle of the page, the lay aid, and what is more, besides revealing godliness through saying no to the Yetzirah, when the Yetzirah suggests a sinful thought, elafilu bedvarim hamutarim ligamre, but even in things or with things that are completely permissible and kosher, kol ma she'adam zeveyach yitzre, every time that a person refuses his Yetzirah, in a sense, slaughters the Yetzirah, afilu shokalo, even for a brief moment, umiskavin lach fayo lesitra achra, and his intention in refusing the animal soul, his intention is to weaken the klipa, to weaken the unholiness, shebechol ol hasmoli, whose place is in the heart, in the left side of the heart, which is where the desires come from, kigain, shechol feitz lechil, as for example, a person wants to eat. And what he wants to eat is perfectly kosher. And the time to eat is also kosher. It's not Yom Kippur, it's not a fast day. And the food belongs to him, he doesn't have to steal it. So there's no sin involved at all. But he puts off the meal. He puts off eating for an hour or less. And he studies Torah during that time. This too reveals godliness and brings a higher level of godliness into the world. Kedisa begemodo, as the Gemara says, sho revi is meichel kol adam, sho shishi is meichel tamid chachamim. The Gemara says that it is customary for the average person to eat breakfast at the fourth hour of the day, whereas tamid chachamim, generally, they eat their breakfast on the sixth hour of the day. So the Talmidei Chachamim would go hungry for 2 hours, 2 extra hours, lekavonazu, for this purpose, to weaken the animal soul. How do we know that they weren't doing it in order to gain a few hours of learning? Because after eating, they would learn all day, and they learned before eating, so it wouldn't make any difference as far as the amount of learning they would get done. It wouldn't make any difference whether they would eat breakfast at 9 o'clock or at 11 o'clock. So what could have been their reason? Their reason could only be to delay the eating from the time that the average person gets hungry, which is at the fourth hour of the day. Instead of eating immediately when they got hungry, they would wait, or make the animal soul wait, for 2 hours. So, even in permissible foods, kosher foods, even in permissible things, every time that the animal soul is disciplined and made to wait, this reveals godliness. Within the person, it's obvious and understandable that every time that he asserts himself against his natural tendencies and against his natural appetites, he gains mastery over himself, and the godly wins out over the animal and the instinctive, and he becomes a more purposeful person, a more disciplined person, and the discipline is in godliness, not in selfish things, but in godliness, so that godliness becomes the the motivating factor in his life instead of his instincts and impulses. So that's an example of refusing the animal soul with kosher food. Now another example, which for our generation may even be more appropriate because we're told not to get too hung up on food, including fasting, which is also a hang-up about food. Not eating can also be a hang-up. So a safer thing to do is disciplining ourselves and refusing the animal soul when it comes to speech and thought. Another example is a person who bites his tongue and does not say dvarim shelibe misave me'ed ledabram minyanei ha'olam. He doesn't say those words or those things that his heart desires very much to say them in worldly things. So this desire to say, to make conversation, or to tell a story or relate an event, even though it's not lashon hara, and it's not a lie, and it's not slander, so there's no sin involved. The only thing is that it's a very tempting piece of conversation. So by saying no to it, this too reveals godliness within the person, within the world. V'chein b'hirhure machshaftei. The same is true also in thought, afilu b'ma'at mezeir, even a little bit of discipline there, deskafya sitracha l'sato, estalu hikaru d'kuchabrichu, u'kudushosei l'eila harbe. That from this disciplining, from this diminishing of the unholiness of the klipa, here below, we cause a great revelation of God and His holiness from above. U'mikdushazu. And it is from this holiness that the person creates by denying the animal soul and sanctifying himself with the permissible nimsheches kedusha elyoina al ha'adam lemato. So this holiness that he causes above is drawn down to the person who causes it, l'sayeye, and this helps him, this gives him great assistance, siyu arav otzum l'avidosu yizbarech. It helps him greatly in his service of God. And so, the idea that a mitzvah brings another mitzvah is familiar, that every mitzvah is rewarded by a greater godliness which leads the person to another mitzvah, because mitzvah means attachment and closeness to God, and every closeness leads to further closeness. But here, there's an even greater help, an even greater motivation to holiness and to godliness that comes from sanctifying oneself by denying and refusing the permissible. And this is what the sages meant when they said, Odom mekadesh atzme ma'at lemato, that when a person sanctifies himself a little bit here below, mikachin they say harbe milmailo, he is sanctified a lot from above. In other words, the little bit that the person denies himself here below brings down upon him a great holiness that helps him greatly in his pursuit of godliness. And this is levad mashe mekayim mitzvas aseh shel teira v'hiskadishtem, besides the holiness that is created through the performance of a positive mitzvah. And as we said, every positive mitzvah brings mitzvahs, brings holiness, and here by denying himself and by sanctifying himself with the permissible, he is fulfilling a positive mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of hiskadishtem, and you shall be holy. How is a person holy? If he doesn't eat what isn't kosher, if he refuses to eat treif, and he doesn't work on Shabbos, and he keeps all the mitzvahs, that doesn't yet make him holy. Because the mitzvah to be holy comes as a separate mitzvah from all the others. So what does it mean to be holy? Keeping mitzvahs makes you decent. You haven't violated anything. You haven't transgressed. That doesn't make you holy, that makes you decent. honest. Holy means when even that which is permissible, even that which would not be transgressing anything, even there, because it doesn't serve a directly godly purpose, you refrain from it. That is holiness. So there's a positive mitzvah to be holy. So besides that, kishemekadesh atzmei b'mutalei, when he sanctifies himself with what is permissible, which makes him holy, besides that, there is also the holiness that comes from the actual denial itself. Pidish v'hiskadishtem, and what does it mean that you should be holy? Shetasu atzmechem kadeshim, which seems to be saying that you should make yourself holy, even though you're not, claimant. Which means that av shebe'emes einei kodeshim uvdu mesitra achra, although he knows, and the truth is, that he is not holy, holy meaning, separated from klipa, not only behaving yourself, but removed from klipa, removed from unholiness. And the Beinoni knows that he is not truly removed from unholiness. He is not truly holy. Because the animal soul is in its original might and its original strength, as it was when he was born. So he knows that he's not holy. Only he denies the animal soul. He subdues it. And he sanctifies himself in that way. So he is making like he's holy. And then, the verse goes on to say, and you will be holy, which is not another commandment or another a repetition of the commandment. Klemai, what it means to say is, that the end will be, it's a promise, that if you make yourself holy, you will become truly holy, truly removed from the unholiness. Al Yedei, how does this happen? Of the Beinoni himself, who really can't free himself of his klipa, but through Al Yedei Shemekachim Esehar B'mil Mailo, because of this great assistance that he is given from above, U'mitzayin Esei, and he is helped from above, L'garsha Melibe Ma'at Ma'at, to expel and to chase out the animal soul from the heart, little by little. So the Rebbe says that the subduing of klipa in the world comes through two disciplines, two ways. One is by saying no to the Yetzirah being the desire to sin, or the thought of sinning, and the second is by saying no to animal soul. The animal soul being the desire for pleasure in permissible things. And in both cases, when a Jew says no to his animal part, to his animal half, to his human side, in preference, because he desires the godly, because he prefers the godly, this reveals godliness in the world more even than a positive mitzvah. And this is what the sages meant when they said that if you make yourself holy a little bit here below, you are made a lot holy from above. What does it mean, a lot holy or a little bit holy? How do we measure this difference between a little and a lot of holiness? So the Rebbe explains, a little bit holy means that you are making like you're holy when in fact you're not. And that's the hiskadish, then make yourself holy. Then, as a result of the help that he will receive from above, that is given in return for this little bit of holiness, in other words, for his attempts at holiness, he is helped greatly from above. He is given a lot of holiness, which means true holiness. He becomes truly holy, really separated and disconnected, no longer identifying with this particular unholiness, because he becomes truly removed from it. And that is called a lot of holiness. In the Hayyim Yom, in the Chassidish calendar, the Rebbe brings the following quote, the 25th day of Shvat. Studying a portion of the Chumash with Rashi every day of the week, according to the days of the week, Sunday until Sheni, Monday until Shlishi, etc., and saying Tillim every day, the day, the Tillim of the day, and saying the entire Tillim on Shabbos Mevarchim, these are things that we should be scrupulous in, because it is crucial for the well-being of yourself, your children, and your children's children.